Here comes the next prime minister, they chanted, as Antonis Samaras, the leader of New Democracy, arrived to deliver a rather subdued victory speech. He knows the size of the task he faces. The upstart leftists from Syriza didn't quite make it. But while most of the rest of Europe's hierarchy will have been very pleased to see Mr. Samaras, it was mighty close.
Today the Greek people express their will to stay anchored with the euro, remain an integral part of the eurozone. This is a victory for all Europe.
And in the scrum which surrounded Mr. Samaras afterwards, I had a few brief words.
Well, we feel relieved. We feel things have gone well. And what we now have to do is have investments and have growth.
Do you fear that Syriza will be a strong opposition, though, sir? Do you fear that Syriza will be a strong opposition?
I would love them to be a fair opposition.
And you think they will be?
Time will show.
Earlier in the evening, supporters of Syriza dared briefly to dream that they might win. It would have been an extraordinary result, shaking the eurozone to its foundations. Instead, the party's leader, Alexis Tsipras, will now run the opposition as a real power in the land.
We are going to be the main opposition. Everybody knows that we cannot just carry on with these austerity measures any longer. None of these things have the backing of the people.
And while New Democracy supporters took to the streets by car to celebrate, the party knows it will be vulnerable to political attacks from the anti-austerity left. Expect renewed street protests as the next government tries to push through more painful measures demanded by its creditors. But also expect the government to try to soften some of the terms of the bailout. Olga Kefaliani is a New Democracy MP.
Our mandate is to renegotiate the loan agreement, the bailout agreement. Therefore, I believe that this will be our first and primary task.
But this election appears to show a country quite divided. How do you bring people together?
This is the task of a new government, which will be a coalition government anyway. Hopefully, as many as possible of the political parties will join.
In the square outside Athens University, the radical left were having a party last night. Opposition might suit them just fine for now. Euclid Sakalotos, an economics professor and Syriza MP, says the parties which will probably form the coalition government are thoroughly discredited.
The experienced political leaders of Greece, of New Democracy and PASOK, are the people who have controlled and loved the clientelistic system, who have turned a blind eye to tax evasion, who have done nothing to reform the Greek state since the Second World War. So experience in the Greek case isn't always an advantage.
But questions asked during exit polls suggest that most Greeks are fed up with all the parties let down by politics in general. Pollster Sofia Tsiliani says that doesn't bode well for the future.
What we feel like is we are on a bridge that is collapsing behind us and is being built in front of us as we walk. And we don't know if it's being built fast enough so that it will not fall in the water.
And you predict further turmoil?
I hope it will not happen, but I believe it's inevitable.
Because the political system is too weak, too fragmented?
Because the political system is not trusted by the voters.
For now, Greek voters haven't provoked a real crisis in the single currency by rejecting the terms of the bailout entirely. But they have served notice. A majority don't like it, don't think it's working, and can't see life here getting much better anytime soon.